It's becoming a necessity these days, a provider for internet and cable services. But there isn't much choice when it comes to picking a provider, and now another choice could be gone if Dish Network merges with AT&T's DirecTV satellite service. For more on what regulation would do to help, we're going to turn to the KCBS RingCentral Newsline and speak with David Lazarus, a Los Angeles Times business columnist. David, it is always great to get your take on this. You said in your piece you're usually against this kind of thing, but maybe not this time around?
Yeah, which is unusual for me because historically speaking, anytime we have a big corporate merger, it usually results in diminished service and higher prices, which is, of course, a factor of less competition in the market. But when Charlie Ergen, the chairman of Dish Network, said the other day that it was possibly inevitable that his company would merge with AT&T's DirecTV service, I thought, you know what? That doesn't really freak me out. And the reason for that is because I thought back about a decade or so when the two satellite radio companies, Sirius and XM, both went to federal authorities and said, we can't make it on our own. We need to merge together, even though that's going to make a monopoly. And guess what happened? After a year's worth of study, the FCC said, okay, we'll let you do that, but we're going to impose some conditions, not least of which a three-year cap on rates, meaning you can't raise your rates as a result of this. And guess what? The Sirius XM service is a godsend for anybody who's trapped on the 101, for example, or anyone else in a commute, but it hasn't resulted in price gouging by the provider because there is still a lot of competition in the form of terrestrial radio, iPods, things like that. And I'm thinking that if Dish and DirecTV had to get hitched as well, we'd probably see the same dynamic, and in any case, satellite services for TV, their days are probably numbered because, let's face it, streaming services are taking over the whole landscape.
I thought it was fascinating to see the evolution of the story as you laid it out in the Times today, David, because all this got you thinking about broadband and how that impacts the rest of this picture.
Well, if it wasn't controversial enough for me to embrace a big merger, then there's the next step. And that is, right now, the average American pays roughly $60 a month for high-speed internet access. And in this age of Hulu and Netflix and the other big streaming services, we need these powerful high-speed internet services, and not just for entertainment. They're also used for education, healthcare, e-commerce, I mean, the whole thing. And so I'm making the case in my column, it's time to regulate internet access like a utility. In other words, like power, like water, like gas. And what I mean specifically is when those utilities, when PG&E, for example, wants to raise its rates, it has to go to the Public Utilities Commission right there in San Francisco and say, here's why we need to make a rate hike. Here's all of our supporting evidence to justify that move. Well, why not make the cable companies and the telecom companies have to do the exact same thing?
Take it, this is not a popular idea.
It's not winning me a lot of friends in the telecom industry, I'll tell you that. But I have heard from a lot of readers who have said, yes, thank you, because people are just getting tired of multiple rate increases for internet service throughout the year.
David Lazarus, never afraid to shake it up a little bit out there. David, of course, is the LA Times business columnist.